Welcome back to Fairhope Hospice Presents. We have Mike Weeks, Executive Director of Sterling House, and Joyce Hopkinson, Sales Manager, with us today. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And we have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. Welcome back, Rick.
Good to be here. It was a good first half. Can't wait for the second half.
And we've had a great week this week. You know, we're recuperating from the Fairfield County Fair, which was a great fair.
Mm-hmm.
Great weather. You couldn't ask for better weather this last week.
Absolutely perfect. We gave out a lot of, we had pens and notepads and hand sanitizers and clips and popcorn,
mm-hmm.
and we gave out quite a lot, and it was a lot of fun. We had the hand sanitizers, which came in real handy at the fair.
It was, and what I love about those, you know, every time that, you know, I've given them out, I always demonstrate, because they're unusual. They have mm-hmm. little spray on them, and
everybody thinks it's nice. A pen, so about 4,000 times, as well, you take a lid off and go, pew, pew, and then somebody else come on, oh, what's that? Oh, hand sanitizer. You take a lid off and go, pew, pew. Somebody else came up, hey, what is that? Oh, it's a hand sanitizer. You take a lid. So I know how to work them now. So,
good. Well, yeah. I'm glad you
It took me
that.
A while. Yeah.
That's good.
But we had a lot of good contacts with people at the fair. When we're at the fair or any outreach, people want to come up and say thank you. You know, they don't
yes,
want to know what
do.
We do. They don't care. But when we've had somebody on service and they want to come up and say thanks for taking care of my spouse, you know, my child, my mom, or my dad. And it's very good to be out there and hear the stories of people have to talk.
You know, and that's one thing that, you know, the volunteers, you know, really man our booths for us. And we have one in the art hall, which is a real small one, but, you know, it's mm-hmm. great. It's right there where people can see us. And then we also have one in the WLOH, you know, tent, which we appreciate, you know, having the part of the hospitality booth there where we give out popcorn and
yep.
have a little, you know, fun there. But people, you know, always tell me, the volunteers, that they wish our staff could be there because, you know, a lot of people thank them for, you know, what the staff's done. And of course, our volunteers are part of that. But, you know, it's just nice to be celebrating life like we always say, and, you know, being part of the community and, you know, being out there, you know, to answer questions if people have them, but just being mm-hmm. there to really thank people for, you know, their support and things.
It's a perfect location right at the end of one of the wings of the art hall. And it always mm-hmm. reminds me when we have two volunteers and there are two flowers
yeah,
in the vase, because they kind of come out and fork at the, at
yeah.
the waist and go in different directions, because it's only about 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep.
But it's nice.
But we were moving. We kept everything going.
They loved it. Every volunteer that I saw in the booth, they said they just really enjoy it.
They're enthusiastic about what we do, and we're celebrating life.
And we just love the fair. It's the same thing every year, but, you know, it's just a tradition, you know,
yeah.
going back. And
you're really fortunate. You got a lot of nice weather this week.
Yeah, it was.
It was very nice.
Yeah. And although sometimes when it's bad weather, they all come into the art hall.
That's true.
But, yeah, it was very good. And did I see you out there, Joyce?
Yeah, I was out there.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was going to give you, I think I gave her a free sanitizer. Sometimes I try to sell them to people, but.
Yeah, I was trying to see what you
See, I have to watch
saying.
Him. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to watch him on the side there.
Or
okay.
rent them. You know, it'll be 50 cents, bring them back, I'll give you a quarter back.
I learn new things here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Rick Schneider fundraiser.
Okay. Well, we've had a good time talking to Joyce and Mike about the Sterling House, and, you know, we talked about their renovation and things, but they were also sharing with us that they do a monthly dinner for families. That's something I'd like to talk a little more about.
Yeah, we have a monthly theme dinner where we invite the families to come in and join us, and it's a different theme depending on what, you know, what time of year it is.
That's nice.
It's really, really nice because the families get to come in, spend time with them, see the staff, talk to other family members. And our community is, we have 42 apartments, so we're a smaller community, and
yeah.
I think that makes us a little bit more intimate.
Sure.
So
you probably get to know everyone a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
great.
Having been over there, and a friend of mine had his parents in Sterling House, and I was at one of those dinners, and it was the staff was coming in and saying hi and introducing themselves. So it was like a, I don't say a homecoming, but it was just everybody was involved. It was just mm-hmm. just a good feeling. It's nice, a lot of fun.
You got to watch Rick, though. You tell him when those dinners are.
I know. I was starting to slobber here.
I know.
I got to settle down.
Like, you won't be able to keep him away here, so.
Yeah.
He'll show up, won't you?
Yeah, I can be somebody's parent.
Yeah, you
once.
Can show up. Yeah.
Rent a parent. Yeah, or rent a kid. I can be their
kid.
And
that's a good time for other people to come in and see, too, because they're able to talk to the family members and see how they, you know, what they think about being at the Sterling House. You know, we, as the staff there, are, you know, we feel it's really important, and we have a mission statement, and I wanted to make sure that you guys heard that, because our mission is to enrich the lives of those that we serve with compassion, respect, excellence, and integrity. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that that's what our staff represents when they're taking care of your family members.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen it firsthand. I agree with that. And it's like us as well. You can't really teach it. You have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And same with hospice and with you folks. They have to have that servant's heart to really connect with the residents.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
Well, I think that, like you said, the intimacy, the size is, you know, really important too, because, you know, the families get to know each other, mm-hmm. you know, when they come in for a certain period of time, and it's really more homey than to each other.
And it becomes one big family, yeah. really, because you get so intimately involved with the whether it be grandchildren or children or cousins. We have all kinds of people coming in, so I think that's, I don't know, I think that's what makes us great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing, you know, when we talk about with our patients and families, you know, sometimes they meet here and get to know each other. And so I think that's when, you know, sometimes our grief services come into play too. Mm-hmm. When there's losses and stuff, we try to support, you know, other families and even in facilities, because you are so, you know, small and everyone knows each other. When there is a loss, you know, of any type, we want to be there to support the other families and friends and residents, because, you know, we know that can be very hard.
It's something people don't realize what Fairhope does, like at the Sterling home. So should somebody pass, one of the residents, would just for the employees talk to them, because again, they might have known the person for years, mm-hmm. depending on their, you know, how long they've worked there. And it is hard on them. You know, my wife works in a nursing home, and it's a skilled nursing home, but when they've lost residents, it affects them, because they've so intimate, and especially in your case where you're helping with the food and the hygiene and everything else. I mean, you really do get to know people, mm-hmm. and it is tough.
And we have a number of people that have, like you said, been with the Sterling House for years. Some have been there as long, you know, 15 years.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it is time to renovate then, evidently.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love it. So everyone thinks they're just getting a real facelift to their apartments and everything, too. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. I love it.
Getting rid of the shag carpet and the lava lamps.
I don't think it was quite like that.
Yeah. No, I've been there. Even now, it's been very nicely done. Yeah. So that is a nice place. But we do have a lot in common. We work with you folks quite a lot with the residents, and we've spoke to the employees sometimes. So, and years ago, you had celebration of Christmas trees. It was like a long time ago, but we were involved with that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, another thing is that
I know one of the things that we have always enjoyed with the Sterling House, and we were talking about it earlier too, is that you are so close to shopping. You're right there close to the hotel. So when families do come in, they can also, you know, feel free to stay right there at a hotel. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, almost within walking distance, you know, if they'd like. And, you know, the residents can get out and shop. I mean, I know you have transportation things, but really you're right there in the middle of all the hustle, bustle, and fun.
Yeah, right in the heart of Lancaster. The thing I was going to mention was that we also do respite stays, where someone can come in for a short period of time. Say a family wants to go out on a vacation or whatever, and their parent needs additional care. We can do that for them.
Oh, that's an excellent service, because that happens quite a lot. Even with my mom, again, where we wanted to leave and go to a wedding someplace, we didn't know what to do with mom.
Right.
You know, so because she was at home at that time. So, well, that would have been a nice service.
Yeah. So. And the other thing is, if they want to, they can bring their pets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we allow small pets. And, you know, that's one thing. You don't want to separate someone from their pet, because
mm-hmm.
that
we
may be their
that.
Best friend.
We know that. I know here at the Pickering House, you know, with Fairhope, we always allow people to bring their small pets. You know, domestic animals, of course.
Yeah, llamas,
yeah.
we
yeah.
don't
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
appreciate.
But. Yeah. yeah. So, but no, cats and dogs. We'll just say it right there. Cats and dogs are allowed in here, and they have to, of course, have their shots and things. But we do that. And, of course, with our pet therapy program, that helps a lot, because, you know, we allow our pet therapists bring in dogs for those that don't have, you know, pets and things. And that's helpful. But
oh, yeah.
Pets are so important. You know, Virginia Pickering, who actually, you know, helped fund, you know, the Pickering House. Actually, when she lived here, her last days, she had a little dog, and they had one of those barrier type of alarm things where her dog actually stayed in the room and ran around and didn't go outside the room unless, you know, it was carried over that. And so it was just a real nice setup that the dog stayed here with her, and, you know, we'd take the dog outside, you know, when it needed to go. But it was very nice. And that dog was her significant other that was, you know, so important to her those days. So people, we know how important it is.
Well, absolutely. And people don't realize, and I've facilitated a support group, and I had a woman in one time who lost her beagle because that beagle was everything to her, and she couldn't tell anybody. She was so upset because it was a dog. But when her husband was alive, that was her husband's dog. And there's this little invisible tie-in, so when the beagle died, that was her last connection with her husband, and it was very devastating to her. So we understand that, and you folks do as well, that, you know, animals are very important.
I think that's one thing that we share in common, the Fair, you know, with Fairhope and with the Sterling House, is that there's a heart for people. And I really think that that's what makes this business a wonderful business to be in.
Absolutely. It really is. It is a people business.
I mean, it's caring for people the way you would want to be cared
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
And caring for people like you'd want your families to be cared for. So it's important. Well, I want to thank Joyce and Mike for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us out.
I was going to ask if they have an extra room. It sounds like a pretty nice place. Maybe I can get a bed.
No, I think they're going to have you help them renovate.
If
you know, come on, put them to work.
Get
Don't let them lay around over there.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for listening today. And remember, celebrate life.